The Israeli army has handed down a demolition order for a mosque in the village of Chovet al-Tawil in the west of Nablus in the occupied West Bank. The army stormed the village in the early hours of the morning and ordered all people to evacuate the mosque and collect their belongings, stating they would demolish it within a few days. The residents say they have enough evidence to prove that the land belongs to them, but Israeli courts have so far ignored the evidence and allowed the soldiers to proceed with seizing the village.
Previous to these orders, the army had handed us demolition notices to destroy all of the buildings in the village, including the electricity company and health clinic. We took this order to the High Court but lost the court hearing.
Throughout the week, the Israeli army has demolished two buildings, a residential house and outhouse. At 3:30 a.m., they then ordered the residents to empty the mosque, stating it would be demolished in a matter of days.
We prove that we own the land, yet the army is proceeding with the orders. They say they are doing this due to the village lying in a military training ground, which they want to expand into our village. Many of the residents have nowhere to go.
The village lies in the area of Aqaba, which is the only route for Palestinians to the villages of Bassan and Al-Hamra. The residents explained that by seizing the land, they would divide the West Bank between north and south and will isolate and divide these villages. This is the first demolition of a mosque by the Israeli army. The area has also been subjected to heavy demolitions in the previous few days. Local Palestinians say they're being targeted so that Israelis can continue to expand illegal Israeli settlements in the area. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Nablus.